Oh, come on, do it better unto the Lord. Do it better unto the Lord. Come on, do it better unto the Lord. Just slap your hands. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. You are so wonderful. We give you all the praise. Our mighty God, we thank you for such a day, for what you have in store for your people. Spirit of God, you have started already, and I pray that you cause this time to be unique, to be special in your own way. We are here as your children. Speak to us and cause us to have the ability to hear. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, come on, take your seat. Take your seat. Hallelujah. I thank God that I'm here. I'm sorry that I have to be here at this time. In fact, for some reasons, the last time I was invited to Camp David, it was at Adumfie. So I headed straight away to Adumfie from here. Yeah, so I took the wrong route. If I knew I was coming here, then I would take the Abu Abu route and then, yeah, so. How good we are. We are here. We thank God for the life of Bishop. In fact, if you don't know, he is the original Archbishop of Canterbury. Maybe you don't know. The original Archbishop of Canterbury, yes. Hallelujah. It's always good to gather in the presence of the Lord. And I bring you greetings from where I'm coming from. Hallelujah. Oh, it's amazing. Every time I see miracle manna growing from grace to grace, we thank God for your lives. Give me a key. G sharp or something. Hallelujah. Can we have the team test on the board? If we can. Is it Colossians chapter 4, verse 17?
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all sing, how great. How great, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great.
La ho la ho salala.
Is our God.
Maluzali azusi andeli marusala brahosasya.
How great is our God.
Thank you. All of us together, let's go. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Can we go again? And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Amen. May the Lord bless his word. Okay, so along the line, I thought that it has been made one day for me because I was called that there had been some changes and then I was coming today. And I said, oh, okay, one day it's okay. Because now what you need, now what you have to do, you're bad. Bishop Nkai sa kwa no da hospital na yetua na banku di na se banku no bedi kra ondi ba akopɛ ono ya no pɛde ebo ho mie no ne bi kadote etua no na opledi ya na so kɔde ya no ondi wambo na kosua de banku brɛ no akosua kosua anti news no oba na wabo two boss he akosua epede kum ke kabom na na koro doctor se me ni akoro. So that is what I wanted to do. I wanted to put all of them together as one, but was like nothing had changed except for the time for the first day. So, people of God, it is an honor, it is a privilege to stand before you. And I thank the church council, the leadership, for having me here. I deem it a privilege. And I don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. See, the greatest honor that can be done every believer is to be called to serve. See, in Christianity, we are honored. But to be called to honor is to be called into ministry or to be called to serve. See, you don't just meet that qualification. Not everybody that has believed is called to serve. So the first thing that you need to note is that if you have been called into any aspect of ministry, then you have been given a great honor. Did you hear me? I said you have been given a great honor. See, so Paul was saying that it is the vessel that is found honorable that the master uses. Because in the great house, there are many vessels. Irrespective of what the vessel is made of, gold, clay, earth, and wood. It is the vessel of honor that the master uses. And so, if you are called for the master's use, then it means that you have been called into a place of honor. Say, I've been called into a place of honor. And if you understand this, then you would know how to handle your ministry. See, number two, it is an indication that one is qualified for greatness. Enye wo ka ubenya. Enye wo danya ubisi. See, when you want heavens to call you great, until you have entered into service, you are not even in the track. Yeah. Until you have found something doing in the house of God or in the assembly of the saints, you are not even in track to be called a great in the kingdom. Yes. So, in Philippians chapter 2 and from the verse 5, and the writer says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, continue, did not think it robbery to be equal with God. But what did he do? He made himself of no reputation and took upon him a servant form in the midst of men. And what happened? And even being found as a man, God forcing himself into the body of a man, he humbled himself. So God did not just reduce himself to a man. Even in the status of men, he had to reduce himself further. Tell somebody, calm down, calm down. Ask him, you want to be great? Calm down. So he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even death on the cross. Not any death at all. Not any honorable death. Swag. Even death. See, for the writer to say even death of the cross means that that death was not a swag death. So when he was able to, he said, wherefore God has also highly. Who humbled Jesus? He humbled himself. Who exalted Jesus? God exalted Jesus. And giving him a name, you know the rest. So Jesus has attained the status that he has attained, that Muhammad did not attain, Konfanoanchi did not attain, not any of the sons of God attained this status, because he was able to humble himself to serve. So, greatness can only come through service. Are you hearing me? So, you cannot become great because you bought a new car. What is a car before God? See, you cannot become. The other day he told David, I will cast all your hand into the sheep of upon 1,000 hills, they are mine. I don't need them. So, you should understand that if you have been called to serve, it means that you have been set on the path to greatness. Did you get me? Because when Jesus was speaking about John the Baptizer, we thought that he would give him an honorable memorial. But he said that among them that are born of the flesh, the greatest is John. Ah, why? John, now John, we're near the Anipada. One who is Gucci, one who is Prada. And I will see that we are the greatest. Now John, what happened? The guy was eating locust and honey. And said, but the man is seen as the greatest among them that are born of men. Why? Because they asked John, when he was at the peak of ministry, they asked him, who are you? Like, Debbie called me today. Papa, we want to know a lot about you. Then I find it difficult to tell people a lot about me. Because who am I? Whom am I? If not for the fact that I am serving the living God. And so, they ask John, who are you? He says, me. They say, mention your name. He said, no. Not my name. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. John, who are you? He says, I am my ministry. I am what I am called to do. And nothing more, nothing else. Ha! John, you preach the message of salvation. And the whole of the people are following you. And we want to get some credentials so that we can paste it in the magazine. What are you saying? He says, I am the voice. Oh, that we will be content with our calling and what he has called us for. You can never be great unless you realize what he has called you to do. Greatness. You can never be great until you serve. So in Matthew chapter 20, from the verse 25 to 28, quickly. Matthew chapter 20, the verse 25 to 28. Jesus says that you see the lords of this earth, when they want to know great, okay, we have it on the board. Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them. In other words, they exercise lordship over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. So, in the world, those that are great, they exercise lordship over people. So, if you are not careful, you will be called into the high office of ministry, and instead of being
on the spirit side, you will be on the other side. How? There are people that have been called into ministry, and by virtue of their calling, they sit at a high place, cross their legs, and exercise lordship over people. But Jesus is saying that that is what happens in the midst of the Gentiles. When you see that happening, then it means that it is the kind of lordship or the kind of rulership that exists in the Gentiles. But what is the other side? Continue. But it shall not be so among you. Why? Because you are not there. But whosoever will be great.
Say whosoever will be great.
So at the other side, if you want to be great, there should be servants. There should be people you can call at your beck and call. You come and he'll come. You go and he'll go. Like the centurion said to Jesus. But on this side, if you will be great, then be a minister. Oh, maybe you don't understand this because it's the King James Version. If you have any other version, I will tell you. A minister is simply a serviceman. And let me even go down further to the pit. In fact, the Greek word used for minister, diakonia, means a slave. A slave. And as a matter of fact, if I go deeper, you can see not just a household slave. Slaves now, no omote a ship was say omu call no omu na a chance wo heat in him omu making sure so make drive call no in all that stress, in all that heat, making sure that big ship will be moving on the sea. That is the word here. Servant. So Jesus is saying that everybody wants to be great, but on the other side, you can be great by owning mansions. You can be great by lording over people. You can be great by being selfish. You can be great by taking everything for yourself. But you, if you come to this side and you want to be great like me, you have to be a servant.
I remember some other day somewhere I preached a message, serve your way up.
Jesus says, you have to be a servant to continue. 27. And whosoever wants to... Oh, so the word is here. And whosoever wants to be first among you must be your slave.
Maybe I wouldn't be a slave, I say.
A slave is somebody who has his own will. He has his own plans. He has his own everything, but he decides that for the sake of his master's good, he will lay aside everything that he sees good, everything that he sees as pleasure to him, for the sake of his master's good.
And in your slave, not one, Coco Ninuso, Coco was slave, also.
But as some bank will bet me out to Nensa, a bet Yan Nura, Tinan and Sanda Honepo. That is a slave. When you are young, can you know no I know? Kwanon kope boy dia pesi master so be dimo. Tiaha mona sin a slave no bede. And yes and no mun yani do. But for the sake of his master. Hey. Ah, not just a may Christo ni number some bea kasia di and just be a metakwana no. Then I shouldn't be looking. See, we come to church and everybody is looking towards the pulpit. Everybody is working their way out to the pulpit. Working their way out so that they will get the favor of the minister. But who is working his way up there so that he will get the favor of the one that sent the minister?
And that is why, people of God, sometimes you see some unassuming people in church. You don't know what they do. See, they don't really come out. And every time it's like they are in their shell doing some good work at the background. And before you know it, the day you hear the testimony of these people, I say, yesterday I heard the testimony of a young man in church. And he says, if you remember me, I was here when I finished school. Me like that. I was employed with Newmont Ghana. And it wasn't like I knew anybody there. I put an application on the internet. Just put an application on the internet. Because I have believed in the words that have been preached in the house of God. And I was called. That is not even it. After spending some time at Newmont, when Ash Gold started, he doesn't know who called him from Obuasi. And all the people wanted him at Obuasi. A small boy. I think why in the service area. And he said, Papa, I was weighing which one to take. And I'm saying, I had no cry, I had no pain. And shut down soon. So I have to remain dedicated to Newmont. As soon as I rejected this offer, it was as if the Newmont people knew that I was becoming a hot cake. Then they gave me promotion. And this is a guy that was, see, when they come to church and then they are seven, I bet also near Jumaye. Then so I'm telling a Januma, what would you do? Woman bibi ya no wo ba na iPhone 11 kura ne hanwa elin sase na iPhone 11 kura na ne nsa ne be kana ne nan aka on fan hwe won ni dwetire ne kuta no. Hey, calm down. And I was listening to Paul Energy the other day, and Pastor Paul says that when he was at Bishop Oyedepo's place, there was this multi-billionaire. He was an usher. He is still an usher. Recently. Just when you be a BIA, you meant to know. Hey. When you're not one person, you can't move your way. Bank left. I said, yes, yeah, no, no. Just as the Son of Man did. Just as the Son of Man did. Not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. I'll be coming here. Just like who did. Yes, so we refer to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, right? It is exactly what the Son of Man did. See, when God decided to become a man, he had only one challenge. How he was going to work his way up there again. Oh, I'm telling you something. Maybe you'd have to follow me. When God decided to become a man, to be embodied in Christ Jesus, to walk on the face of the earth, to become who he was again, he had to work himself out from service. But can you imagine that God will come from heaven to serve his creation? Ha! So the decision to even come down was risky. I will tell you something, maybe today or tomorrow. See, when God became a man, then he had to circumvent a lot of temptations to make him confess that he was God. See, Jesus was very careful to call himself even the Son of God. He called himself the Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? The Son of Adam. Not even, my God. Adam was called the Son of God. Listen to this. Adam was called the Son of God. Jesus came, the Son of God, who all the prophets spoke about. And he said, in order to be very humble, let me be careful and put every title down, put every status down, put every job down. So, nowhere in the new covenant Did he even call himself? Nanu de say nyina akra yeka. Onyame ba. Kana san de nka. Enya ba. But he was even careful to call himself the Son of God. So every time you hear him say, the Son of Man came, the Son of Man came. Foxes have holes, birds in the air have nest, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then they ask him, ah, who are you? Ah, he says, but who do they say I am? He says, some say you are the carpenter's son, some say you are the son. It took the Holy Spirit through Peter to say, you are Jesus, the Son of the living God. They say, hey, don't tell anybody. Peter, I don't know who way. Don't tell anybody. In pursuit of the Abbey, who near my mom fans, I'm a Mitrima by Emede. I'm a Menimo Yama Bome. And so, who dick in Kakra Unyaye? Oba Sol will be unfro dick in Kra Watomra. Dickin. Ada. That's one Pepanakonia so cried their web pra. So he says that the example extraordinaire of service came through no least a person than Christ Jesus. So if you want to be a successful serviceman, don't follow after Bishop. I know he's very humble, but don't follow after him. Follow after Christ Jesus. If you can see a God who decides that, okay, I will humble myself more, I'll become a man. Then even becoming a man, he will lower himself than a man. Then, you know what David was saying in Psalm 8? He said, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who is man? Listen, or the son of man. Because when Jesus became the Son of Man, he was reduced lower than the angels. He says, you have created him lower than the angels, but you have put honor and glory. Until you are lower than the one sitting by you, you cannot be greater than him. Now listen, see, like we are talking about service, and you say, okay, fine. Hey, also for Abed, okay, the name Jiga, and then me free am Dimtibesi from Dimtibe Pras already. Oh, Sanko Fona, Assembly Bar, I say, I sit at the blasters. You say, also from the internet, the blasters now, Omo Jacoban. You sit at the blasters. Oh, shit, TV now, you say, you're born a snant of crown wheels. Oh, between you, Nafa. Shy. Say, I say, Omoko Kampa. Serious. And the Akadra Koho. Obia di Biash and the baby said, I went out quadro. Tinasna and Tamneko, Omo Crash, she omo. Tiam Tamni Boy in a same Kua. To another 10 minutes or 2 minutes or Janawan Hoshe. Hey! San Obiayo. When in the car, some now went to the echo. Say, ah, Majiga, when you're crying upon Sabria. O could Jemba come, you need dinner temple, say, Brad, you're going to me, Paddy, Tima, me, I'm confident, and you're me, you're going to see Tima. Hey! A boy who Romania said, no, they are going to be a Yesu. That be our Yesu. Major said, three stars, I don't know, I'm born, I didn't quite say the answer. Did that be a boy? And boys, I'll be so many years. And now, your dear senior to a quack. A quack be free, washing and so tall, fear. No, where did you have your dream? Hey! Hope you say yes, and she shall home. And now, dear, in serious, be as a. Now, and I did an equate. One a quack just send me a to home. Oh, ye nature, yes, will mean your beau. Hey! Why
Father, so sometimes if you are not careful and if you don't get the spirit of the Lord to give you strength like you are doing here.
The other kind is away. Osofo, we tag and say, we are not the same Osofo come. Glory to God.
So, come back to the text in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 20. Yeah, I can't send me all. But you see, why I am telling you all these funny things is that service comes at a cost. You have to pay dearly to be counted worthy of this divine service. You have to pay. So, 28, look at it carefully. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom. To give what?
Oh, no, the Bible says, I send the Toyota Camry. Oh, I send the board there. I send the bank account.
What did the Son of Man give? So, in order to protect his service or his ministry, he was ready to die.
Oh, you didn't get me.
Sa power no adwuma nya media sene sa obegye afri ni nsem. Ene yiso utwaniti. Eti nyasa wudi na tam wagai. Nyasa watia ne nas wagai. Nyasa na anu no oba asore. Na de awoye kire no de osofo ye kire ni ntimagai. No, wasi je se watwamiti. He was ready to give his life a ransom for his service. What are you willing to give for what you have been called for? What are you willing to give?
A bimu limit, eh, asumbo.
A bimu limit, eh, atia, say atiano. Because, why you're awesome and not, you know, I said, bantembi, I'm not so for tiano, the limit, no. That is all that he can pay. But if you are to follow Christ's example, he came with the intention of giving his life to protect his service. Can you imagine this? Oh, Baba, some sakwa. Some are awesome. No, I say, Ada, because the Christ, I am on some bionu. Because any of you so chemity. Oh, my minya bio. As I know, my minya bio. Any of you so chemity. Oh, sir. Oh, my minya drums. No, drums. Now, me bo didi ya minya. You know, God pays. People don't know, but God pays good. He pays really good. But people don't know. Onyankopon wa ko say YouTube no enso ya wo nya katua bia in dollars. They say YouTube ntuaka. Ba nyankopon wo som nyame na say eso a. Oh. Na say na me delay kakra because me be besia ko dware ese benya ho ho akasi bia. I sorry be counselor ba me ho. Umba ya kakakra ka bia bia to na msa de mo kwa kwa provision store na. Umsi apostle said ya wo ne atna afi. Oh, in fact, I'm not expecting anything. Because honestly, I have known that my Bible will say my life depends on what I'm doing. And until say me ya ya na me nya ne say me kwaji bibi o. I am doing it to protect my own life. But sometimes oh ha na nya me awo bi etiko bibi kakra ka bi. Na na no madafo bi abusa me say eh. No, I said ministry is strange. I said tight to be nim na bibia bia nim na said da bia na nam na nyamese me kwa na nyamese kwa anka. Enso I said da bia. And I'm so Asafo. Mimi ti wey. 6 bedroom house ba ku free. Free o. Afe asase ada ho complete and 6 bedroom sa. Mi si me ye school and enso free. Na nyame won tia ka sa bio. Metina bank here adwuma nyina asase ba na mtoye
Free. I am to me your debut. Hey, says empty and yamiadum. First, na minim. Meet me young badger tired of a boot and go to your own penny, my daddy. When you make a couple may say, oh, that be a song when you have to show when you. It's amazing how it happens. Sometimes, first name shall not be because your name is what Adam. Until you know the secret of service. Because, do you know what? God's resources are available for the serviceman. Now, police need to buy a phone at the channel. What police need to buy a high diamond at them? The library now buying a pier. You don't know in our fridge 444 anymore. Maybe what? Uko bara so bi ani afraid 444 wani mo enyam no netia adentia or a service man. So Jesus paid a ransom, and Jesus has shown us that in order to be able to complete your service, you need to put your life on the line, not your ego.
Ah, my God, my God. Can be cancer be the man babu me?
Momo me. Obu am dada me.
So, on the other day, something happened. That when Peter saw that he was the son of God, then quickly Jesus said, the time will come when the son of God will be shamed, despised, beaten, and killed. And on the third day, he'll rise again. Matthew chapter 16, 21 to 23. Matthew 16, 21 to 23. And when he said this, Peter took Jesus somewhere and said, Eja, wun se muna na kika o hono. Wun imsa sama abe kambi abem. Na abe usayi. Yabe po usayi. Yabe tete usayi. And paddle. And then how you? No, no, so treat Peter, you know. And I say, Peter, we are born some. Me be woo. I bet you me fans, you know. Woman, me woo, me woo. We are born some. So he said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Why? Thou art an offense unto me. Offense next, on my crop. Offense, you know. Omo matina krasi peno.
Yawo, I offense say. Afidiye bo offense kuntunu.
Kuntunu afidiye no. And he say, diana ya kwe diano. Ani diya pasha the other side. Enti. A yifri mwa and san efidiye na hwai. Okay, as simple as that. Now, the Greek word for offense is scandalon. And scandalon, and it's a muni scandal free, yeah. Well, catch the Peter, say, Peter, scandal, this is a scandal of the highest order. You don't want me to die. Wouldn't be anti ambai, maybe I send me bewu. Because I'm basem bejimani. Maybe I send me bewu. Thou art an offense unto me because you don't want me to do my usher work. Ah, sister. Usher crying at the BIA castle. I'm the Jai, we're Jai, and I. No, I catch us. We are my bones. I'm umpers. Umpers me who usher you may want. Thou, sister, for thou suffereth not the things of God, but those that be of men. So say, Peter, a ye nipa fem na me de me dianka de yen can one no. Can was see a tigu do fetch raw baby when you was him. But un ting na me diasi. A nipa de and our tiasi. Ah, not just say. Obi bet me my cousin from some says here. The next minute, not born some baby yano. Not all best same to my yo ewinamimu. Ah, enye Peter kure ya ne mfiti asia na Yesu kache and say, ah, wait there. Enye wunam ni moja na yachra o mafo. Enye di o hum o Peter. na me hunu kwa afa so wura wo hu sa any 5 minutes Peter Kron e ka so wo hu ni trima ye ne de ana wo ba be ka de to so bi no emparu so be hunu se ah ho hom ne ko bonsma betena mu
thou art an offense
unto me Peter wa offend me papa wo so ma me ngu na de se ne de ntina mba ye aboa ben yes wo we obi emekofu a omo wi a odi nma mi a omo wi makofu omo wi makofu makofu o se ah mame asa makofu na ya o se he o ka se ni denti ni ya we yes e no waso omo se makofu no enti ase se wonu kura we wi it is your friend leadership retreat, no? I craft here. I am a mere sector one leader. Sorry, you. Tia Frey, a young one, your sorry, man, and Kaho. Yes, I am Ryan Quan, because young baby can cry and penny for the aqua. And I make a oh, yeah, Kuama, Kuali, and Robert.
Hey, thou art an offense unto me. Say, Peter, you are an offense unto me. Because in this business, until I die, I will not be raised. Except a grain of corn falls into the earth and die, it abides alone. But when it dies,
adwuma na wo ye enku nti na honhum nhyira no emu wani mas nti honhum nhyira ozofo me time no ya no aka me ti free a ti ya no mam la no se me ye late nti minim time amepom ah onyameso be ko zisi adan tomorrow. We will continue it wherever we.
So, there is a price to pay. And you need to be careful. Maybe tomorrow I'll be going there. About your scandalon. Your offense. Because it is always a human being. The obeyese obechichi wire. Nenso, na obey you every way, Shram. Ah, Job, pa, kwanya odinya mi afasu. Edia papa na anye menyame. She afibi abafo diya menyame. Nene, ikura tutu se diya. Enye ya wad, adia ba kupena Job e wosoye. Dumi nyame ne u. Na mi obey diya metina se menye kuno. Kwa minye chua se menyini sa. Na wonso atu esu diya menware u. Obe me ukura tutu ni diya diya na mdene ye. Inti, dumi nyame. Na ye dey. Job say, thou art an offense unto me. Was Job enjoying? No. He was going through pain, going through suffering. Things that Job himself couldn't explain. And Obi Aban was saying, Bema, di abapana ya ono. Eh ya, dominu newu.
Then Job is saying that, I can't do that. I have to die in this. There is hope for a tree when it is cut, that it will sprout again at the scent of water. Job is saying that he has made me like this. He made me like I was. He can make me what he wants to make me.
Let me end with this. So, what does take heed means? Now we are coming to our test proper. Now you have known about the ministry and what it takes to hold on to your ministry.
And Paul is telling this man, Archippus. Tomorrow I'll be telling you about Archippus. And he's saying to this man that, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfilleth it. So he's saying that, Archippus, be careful about the ministry God has given to you, number one. Number two, see, to take heed from the original word, then it means that don't even blink on it. Set a keen watch on it. Don't even blink. Huh? Adai, mi ajuma me nyama home. There's no, not this kind of ajuma. Yanya home. Not a blink. I was telling Bishop, from last 2 weeks or so, I thought that it was Christmas break, so I will rest more. It has been one program after the other. One after the other. One. And as I'm speaking to you, it is going on until 31st. And I have to do it. And let me shock you with this. As I'm standing here, Saturday evening, I was down at the Pico, a malaria patient. Saturday. Yesterday was what? Sunday. Today is Monday. Yesterday, I was ministering. Mrs. Satida, I don't know malaria. I said, I'm going to get malaria. I'm going to get malaria. I'm going to get malaria. I'm going to because in my day, Sunday, I was preaching. Today, I am here sweating. And you know what happened yesterday afternoon? When one minister heard the news that I was down with malaria, I came to church. When I started handling the administration, then jaw dropped, looking at me throughout the administration. Apostle, and you know, see, when your malaria run at you, I would die on. And you are doing this. Because you see, there are certain divine provisions you don't know. Some years I may rest here. Konyami didn't code in the battle. Well, Onyami code no, or the Bama Wabra. Oh, you don't understand. You see, when a player like Messi is injured in a crucial tournament, what would the management of the team do? One by one, and now home panier at the Nadia Sisaho, so that he'll come and score that goal. Are you understanding me? Say, a drop you a while and make grow healing in 3 seconds, and that is what they will get for Messi. Because the match is important. And that is why I'm not taking any drugs now. But malaria is gone. Oh, you can do it better for the Lord. So, you have to set a keen watch on what you do. What the usher was a drum cranny and fro and what 10 20? Me pebi be about Pentecost Eda. Pentecost Eda. So what you drum ton idea crana wo kotona de no one can say Eda meto idea on Toma. Well, your Eda was saw them where Eda would drum. Pentecost Eda, oh boy. Hey, and one or the tonemo, and one or the tonic car, or the yen bibia. Oh, but what did I? Penny, I did with the said. Oh, Unia, me a Edo, me Eda, me a Pentecost Eda. What about Kwan says, yeah? What the Nano Baco, Atoni Fiamma, Burger Biama, and we're home by some. Now Kwan come, Pentecost Edo, Pentecost Eda, and I am the son. And I'm saying, maybe it's me, yes, sir. It's me, yes, sir. So, don't take your eyes off your service for a moment. Do you know why? Devote yourself completely. Take heed. That is what he means.
devote yourself fully.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5.
Any part-time job? Edmond, have any part-time job? A full-time job. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof.
Say full proof.
Make full proof of thy ministry.
Paul is saying to Timothy.
Say, Papa Timo. You have to endure everything. In other words, put your life on the edge for this ministry. You cannot prove your ministry until you have denied your own life. Make full proof.
Say full proof.
Nyamdwuma ente se Dr. Kwaku tiadwuma.
Abetima kache daleta na no pena me home farm krente no me yesa. Me kwai ka krente na mintimi nkokwa so.
Full proof. But see, what is most serious here is that he didn't say, Timothy, hey, God will help you or God will assist you to endure affliction and to do the work of the evangelist. He was talking directly to Timothy. Says that for now, it is you make full proof.
Take heed, not some near canoe. The take heed, nay, etcher, I say. Won't quite you may sleep. Now, the champion, I told me, cry, not me, Osha. Yeah, not me, Osha. Oh, no, you're not crying, never say. Hey, sister, I have a man at night. Hey, me and come and interrupt me, not me, Osha.
If you had proven your ministry fully, and can then kiyashi sha, and kawo te suro baby na wo directly. Full proof. And he says, how can you do that? Number one, you have to endure.
You have to endure what?
Endure afflictions. You can't affliction out here, say.
No, let me show you this. Can I show you this? What person want affliction? Let me show. Who's obi preach your kwa hwa? Titena etru se affordable. Mufa bi metuma.
Sabre no.
Petu si dispe. Na dia fatu adi nim. And some of beka no. Dia oh you are free no. Any friend no affliction. Now no be me the traffic man back here. Once it be as I say the man, Onyami any no men so pamphlet also. And I know be a bear one where be on yam. Hey, Aquani de Wafamo. And you're my year friend, I brought a boss on a day.
So Jesus said that when you are with me, you will suffer many afflictions. Many afflictions. Why? Because the world hates me. So the world will hate you.
Ah. Na yesu cry a tanwa. Na mi kofi buati. Eh? Ana wo asam no ntiasi. Ka ya chura nimu nyametiasi. Akohi ase. Na de ya chura nimu afibi esan. Ekohi ase a. Ne nwanwa ne sei. Nyameti as another form no. Na afibi esan.
Sister, obi bɛhwe wanim fefe yɛ diwatam. Obi bɛhwe wanim fefe nso bɛbu anikie.
enye bibi entra o adwuma wo ye nti eno na Paul ka chire Timothy se endure it. Endure it. Show because upa sen kenye se me yes of wow. I was afraid na konya hawo se. Me dey yes anas one man come as we me nyam bebu sa o. Body bia ono asakra foforo ko leka na ko cancer pa osia akwabia oh yesu do bible so eh from cause as in from ko bible say dem dem na ya ba beji ani a new convert adwa ho anu awro ne shirt o se me de me pam cause as mo me sa kira e kra me serve probation wie me we ya me bobo. Well, I heard the old dinner term now, first, now, can you so? Ah, my God, my God, my God. Endure affliction. I'll be here, ya. And you be in trouble. Kai say, a scandal. A fidie, nabano. Tinipana, Casania fidie, no. But I banish him, Penwa could tell the enemy. Peter, thou art an offense unto me. Who pese we yime, Namiko tell the enemy? Mewa. Menka said, the parable got, hey! So soften a kind. What bay for? Soften a kind, you call camp on a softener or kind. Or can some of Baba? And yet 3 days no go, I saw no. But they will definitely come. They will definitely come. Because of tomorrow, I cannot go on and on and on and on and on and on. But you have to make full proof of your ministry. Full proof. Full proof. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Full proof. La hosa ya li hasusi andelibos. See, tomorrow we will be talking about that character, Archippus. When Bishop sent me the letter, I said, I'm going to show phone penny for me, cry, be a same cry. Hey, your friend is saying, hey, no, I'm more home. Why, I'm more home. This is how I call you, I'm going to cry. I'm going to show phone penny for you. Now, when you're going to come there, I'm going to but the Lord is faithful. Tomorrow I'll be telling you about that character, Archippus. And why Paul had to give him that warning. Archippus. But today, as a serviceman, there is one thing that you need. Endurance. Endurance. Lo hasili baru asala. We are entering into prayer right now. Only one prayer. Only one. Endurance. He that endureth to the end. Endurance. Will receive. And yet, oh my God. Message should be before for us. Endurance. Lo sele sele siparu sayan daribazua. I want you to pray this prayer. Shasie. You know where you fall short. You fall short because you are not able to endure beyond that shortfall. But today, that is the prayer we are going to pray. Onyame emma ye enwin taso, that is the tree. Hello, break. I want to go beyond that wall. I want to take away every limit of my way. I want to run foolproof this ministry. I want to confidently say, like Paul, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race.
have to finish this. I have to finish this. No matter what. See, the other day they were coming to catch Jesus. And Peter said, I will not let you catch him. So he took a knife, chopped off the ear of one of the servants of the priest. Jesus says, no. Let them catch me. So he took the ear, fixed the back. Said, I have to seek for every opportunity for them to catch me so that they can kill me. Until they kill me, I'm not finished with this. There should be something in you that should come out to withstand every arsenal that will come at you so that by all means you will finish this race. Lihalusia palua sala. Hey! Libaru sibidibio sala. Tali aluse. Lema lema siesta. Somebody is boiling from within out. Tandiri o siterie sala. Baba baba bosa. Sia sali azwa mandiri sala zele talu sabra hasianda. Jesus engo vom ga grebe uni mahodin ebra ebra uni mani da so bire ebra. I want you to pray. Oh my God, this time and this minute, grant me endurance. Grant me endurance. Grant me endurance. Grant. See, the way is far. When the way is far, you don't need speed. You need endurance. You need endurance. A kind of war, we hear who are it. We hear men task war. Because Isaiah said, "Yanu who are it wa paba." The way bebunu shiase. Then so one now what Kenya would have done in yahu dem fufro. That is what I'm talking about. You need endurance. Parabasu sala. Pour out a prayer. You are praying only one prayer. Pour out a prayer. Lehele hosayanda daba. Rampalia sindidibio sindere. Lehalio si parua sala. Da 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 dosa. Para da dosa. Come on, prayer. Leharia do siberia sindidibios. Handi anteria sindidibios. Liparia sandara barabosi barua. Liharies pandirian teleos. Adibosi and the divios. Marian de sandara barabos. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Maria Sibirios Salia. The spirit of endurance. Maria Sandibios. Adabarabos Sabah. Lehandi Antorios. You want to leap every wall. You want to jump every fence. Adiesa la hosanda. Rampadia sindi di bigo. Lehadia sia.
andiri antelebelebosa marie sabarabosa rampalio side lihale hale alavaros yanda in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray somebody aribaru sabariesa madibaru sabarabarabosa anderelelele sabababa arabarabarabarabosa andebra baba 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 raba baba 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 arandi di anda raba baba 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 adeberebere bosa adeberebere bosa ya derere rosa baba baba bosa abra baba 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 yanta rara rosa tarara rosa arampari anterianta yambranta brando siande rato celebranda arambari asie arambari brosa lihande di asie ale 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 arosia tesala rapari esanda bra. Come on, prayer. Meya era depa me di
o sano su
me ba pe
enqua
enqua me di
o qua
this service, but the Spirit of the Lord wants me to lead you into this, that you rededicate yourself to this service. You rededicate yourself fully to this service. Say, I would a day of fredjuma with your mommy me bohomo din me me bibi in simi kwae say ma me bibi in simi kwae and what ye bibi in timi in simi kwae. Se bibi si adwuma ikwan na bibi na si meme kwan enye die si wo kwan ukachire nyame na no enawie se awurade nyankopon me pese me ye adwuma pwa mene. I rededicate myself to this service. Help me do it. Help me do it. Help me do it. Somebody is praying. Help me do it. Help me. Help me. I know I will face many afflictions, but help me go through it. Help me go through it. Help me go through it. I know many things will try to set me back, but help me go through it. Help me come through them all. Oh God. Help me go through that. I will go through the water sometimes. I will go through the fire sometimes. I will walk even into the valley of the shadow of death. Help me, O God. 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 Manabosaya. It is he that called you who has the strength thereof. Speak to him from your heart. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Lift up your two hands wherever you are. Only the keyboard, just lift up your two hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Any impediment that is difficult for you to take away, the Spirit of the Lord is taking it away right now. Just lift up your hands. There is a burden you want to do away with. We say, "Adi we di enke free ma bra boma kameti niya tine me wa ye jume." The Lord is fixing it right now. The Lord is fixing it right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, this morning. Spirit of the Lord, touch your people right now. Touch your people right now. Deal with every infirmity. Deal with every infirmity. Deal with every weakness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of you. Giving you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, put your hands together and give God praise.
Come on, you can do it better.